1 Kings 7, 1 through 51. Solomon also built a palace for himself, and it took him 13 years to complete the construction. One of Solomon's buildings was called the Palace of the Forest of Lebanon. It was 150 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. There were four rows of cedar pillars, and great cedar beams rested on the pillars. The hall had a cedar roof. Above the beams on the pillars were 45 side rooms, ranged in three tiers of 15 each. Along each of the long hall were each end of the long hall were three rows of windows facing each other. All the doorways and doorposts had regular rectangular frames and were arranged in sets of three facing each other. Solomon also built the Hall of Pillars, which was 75 feet long and 45 feet wide. There was a front porch along with a canopy supported by pillars. Solomon also built the throne room, known as the Hall of Justice, where he sat to hear legal matters. It was paneled with cedar from floor to ceiling. Solomon's living quarters surrounded a courtyard behind this hall, where they were constructed in the same way. He also built similar living quarters for Pharaoh's daughter, whom he had married. From foundation to eaves, all these buildings were built from huge blocks of high-quality stone, cut with saws and trimmed to exact measures on all sides. Some of the huge foundation stones were 15 feet long, and some were 12 feet long. The blocks of high-quality stone used in the walls were also cut to measure, and cedar beams were also used. The walls of the great courtyard were built so that there was one layer of cedar beams between every three layers of any stone, just like the walls of the inner courtyard of the Lord's temple with its empty room, intrigue room. King Solomon then asked for a man named Hiram to come from Tyre. He was half Israelite, since his mother was a widow from the tribe of Naphtali, and his father had been a craftsman in bronze from Tyre. Hiram was extremely skillful and talented in any work in bronze, and he came to do all the metal work for King Solomon. Hiram cast two bronze pillars, each 27 feet tall and 18 feet in circumference. At the top of the pillars, he cast bronze capitals, each 7.5 feet tall. Each capital was decorated with seven sets of lattice work and interwoven chains. He also encircled the lattice work with two rows of pomegranates to decorate the capitals over the pillars. The capitals on the columns inside the entry room were shaped like water lilies, and they were 6 feet tall. The capitals on the two pillars had 200 pomegranates and two rows around them, beside the rounded surface next to the lattice work. Hiram set the pillars at the entrance of the temple, one toward the south and one toward the north. He named the one on the south Jacob and the one on the north Boaz. The capitals on the pillars were shaped like water lilies, and so the work on the pillars were finished. Then Hiram cast a great round basin, 15 feet across from rim to rim, called the sea. It was 7.5 feet deep and about 45 feet in circumference. It was encircled just below its rim by two rows of decorative gourds. There were about 6 gourds per foot all the way around, and they were cast as part of the basin. The sea was placed on a base of 12 bronze oxen, all facing outwards. Three faced north, three faced west, three faced south, and three faced east, and the sea rested on them. The walls of the sea were about 3 inches thick, and its rim flared out like a cup and resembled a water lily blossom. It could hold about 11,000 gallons of water. Hiram also made 10 bronze water carts, each 6 feet long, 6 feet wide, and 4.5 feet tall. They were constructed with side panels braced with crossbars. Both the panels and the crossbars were decorated with carved lions, oxen, and cherubim. Above and below the lions and oxen were wreath decorations. Each of these carts had 4 bronze wheels and bronze axles. They were supporting posts for the bronze basins at the corners of the carts. These supports were decorated on each side with carving of wreaths. The top of each cart had a rounded frame for the basin. It projected 1.5 feet above the cart's top, like a round pedestal, and its opening was 2.5 feet across. It was decorated on the outside with the carvings of wreaths. The panel of the carts were square, not round. Under the panels were 4 wheels that were connected to axles that had been cast as one unit with the cart. The wheels were 2.5 feet in diameter and were similar to chariot wheels. The axles, spokes, rims, and hubs were all cast from molten bronze. There were handles at each of the 4 corners of the carts, and these too were cast as one unit with the cart. Around the top of each cart was a rim 9 inches wide. The corner supports and side panels were cast as one unit with the cart. Carvings of cherubim, lions, and palm trees decorated the panels and corner supports wherever there was room, and there were wreaths all around. All 10 water carts were the same size and were made alike, for each was cast from the same mold. Hiram also made 10 smaller bronze basins, one for each cart. Each basin was set 6 feet across and could hold 220 gallons of water. He set 5 water carts on the south side of the temple and 5 on the north side. The great bronze basin called the Sea was placed near the southeast corner of the temple. He also made the necessary wash basins, shovels, and bowls. So at last Hiram had completed everything the King Solomon had assigned him to make for the temple of the Lord. 2 pillars, 2 bowl-shaped capitals on top of the pillars, 2 networks of interwoven chains that decorated the capitals, and the 400 pomegranates that hung from the chains on the capitals, 2 rows of pomegranates for each of the chain networks that decorated the capitals on top of the pillars. The 10 water carts holding the 10 basins, the Sea and the 12 oxen under it, the ash buckets, the shovels, and the bowls. Hiram made all of these things of burnished bronze for the temple of the Lord, just as King Solomon had directed. The king had then had them cast in clay molds in the Jordan Valley between Succoth and Zarethan. Solomon did not weigh all of these things because there were so many, the weight of the bronze could not be measured. Solomon also made all the furnishings of the temple to the Lord: the gold altar, the gold table for the bread of the presidents, the lampstands of solid gold, 5 on the south and 5 on the north in front of the most holy place, the flower decorations, lamps and tongs, all of gold, the small bowls, lamp snuffers and bowls, dishes, and incense burners, all of solid gold. The doors for the entrance to the most holy place and the main room of the temple with their fronts overlaid with gold. So King Solomon finished all his work on the temple of the Lord. Then he brought all the gifts his father David had dedicated, the silver, the gold, the various articles, and he stored them in the treasuries of the Lord's temple. Acts 7:30-50. Pause. 40 years later, in the desert near Mount Sinai, an angel appeared to Moses in the flame of a burning bush. When Moses saw it, he was amazed at the sight. As he went to take a closer look, the voice of the Lord called out to him, I am the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Moses shook with terror and did not dare to look. Then the Lord said to him, "Take off your sandals, for you are standing on holy ground. I have certainly seen the oppression of my people in Egypt. I have heard their groans and have come down to rescue them. Now go, for I am sending you back to Egypt." So God sent back the same man his people had previously rejected, when they demanded, "Who made you a ruler or a judge over us?" Through the angel who appeared to him in the burning bush, God sent Moses to be their ruler and savior. And by means of many wonders and miraculous signs, he led them out of Egypt, through the Red Sea, and through the wilderness for 40 years. Moses himself told the people of Israel, "God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people." Moses was with your ancestors, the assembly of God's people in the wilderness, when the angel spoke to him at Mount Sinai. And there Moses received life-giving words to pass on to us. But our ancestors refused to listen to Moses. They rejected him and wanted to return to Egypt. They told Aaron, "Make us some gods who can lead us, for we do not know what has become of this Moses who brought us out of the Egypt." So they made an idol shaped like a calf, and they sacrificed to it and celebrated over this thing they had made. Then God turned away from them and abandoned them to serve the stars of heaven as their gods. In the book of Prophets, it is written, "Was it to me you were bringing sacrifices and offerings during those 40 years in the wilderness, Israel? No, you carried your pagan gods, the shrine of Moloch, the star of your god Riphan, the images you made to worship them. So I will send you into exile as far away as Babylon." Our ancestors carried the tabernacle with them through the wilderness. It was constructed according to the plan God had shown to Moses. Years later, when Joshua led our ancestors in battle against the nations that God drove out of this land, the tabernacle was taken with them into their new territory, and it stayed there until the time of King David. David found favor with God and asked the privilege of building a permanent temple for the God of Jacob, but it was Solomon who actually built it. However, the Most High doesn't live in temples made by human hands. As the prophet says, "Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Could you build me a temple as good as that?" asked the Lord. "Could you build me such a resting place? Did my hands make both heaven and earth? Didn't my hands make both heaven and earth?" Psalms 128, verses 1 through 6. A song for pilgrims ascending to Jerusalem. How joyful are those who fear the Lord, all who follow his ways. They will enjoy the fruit of your labor. You will enjoy the fruit of your labor. How joyful and prosperous you will be. Your wife will be like a fruitful grapevine, flourishing within your home. Your children will be like vigorous young trees as they sit around your table. That is the Lord's blessing for those who fear him. May the Lord continuously bless you from Zion. May you see Jerusalem prosper as long as you live. May you live to enjoy your grandchildren. May Israel have peace. And finally, Proverbs 16:31-33. Gray hair is a crown of glory. It is gained by living a godly life. Better to be patient than powerful. Better to have self-control than to conquer a city. You may throw the dice, but the Lord determines how they fall.